You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Let's toast our favorite Irish commentator, Brian O'Nunoin, who today is trying to make sense of the beer commercials he sees on TV. Maybe he just needs to fix himself a tall one to make sense of it all.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, now, being Irish, there are two things that I cherish. Beer, naturally, and golf. And recently, we had on TV the US Masters, and it's probably one of the few sporting events that I really look forward to. Mainly because, A, it's an international event, but unlike the Olympics, the producers are actually obliged to show who's really winning, even if they're not Americans. Olympic coverage is almost exclusively devoted to American athletes here. And B, I love the Masters because the organisers of the event lay down strict regulations concerning the ads on the TV. You are guaranteed 55 minutes of live sports coverage for every hour in the Masters. Isn't that amazing? Interestingly enough, when the ads do come on, they're almost never for beer during the Masters. Beer, it seems, must be the choice of beverage of the lower orders. People like me, working class scum. Have you ever noticed that in the beer commercials, no one is ever actually drinking it? People are forever holding it, chucking it from one lad to another, clinking their glasses maybe as they do cheers, but nobody's ever actually drinking it. An alien who had arrived on Earth and had only seen ads on American TV for beer would rightly assume that this is a liquid that you pour in a glass or you hold it in your hand. Or if you're young and trendy, you leave it in the bottle and you clink your bottle with another young and attractive person, and everybody's always laughing and smiling for some strange reason. And they might also assume that you're probably male if you like this stuff, and that you probably love football and muddy trucks. Well, guess what? I hate football and I don't have a muddy truck, but I love beer. As long as it's not American beer. No offence, lads, but when it comes to American beers, I can only have one or two cans and I'll still have a pounding headache the following morning. But back to the ads, because that's what I really wanted to talk about. Like, what gives, says he, resorting to the vernacular. Where's the fuss? Or WTF? Why are people not allowed to be actually seen drinking beer, wine or whiskey on TV? What's wrong with showing people what they're actually supposed to do with the product? It's for drinking, for crying out loud. Like, even a five-year-old child would realise that this is something you drink, since it either comes in a can or you pour it into a glass. So why are the advertisers not allowed to show you this? Does it have anything to do with the fact that if I buy a six-pack or a bottle of wine, I'm obliged to put it into a bag before I leave the store? Why? Like, am I supposed to be hiding it or something? Am I supposed to be ashamed of it or something? Why is it that I can carry a gun around in full view, but I can't open a bottle of wine while I'm in a national park with my wife watching a romantic sunset? Huh? What's with the puritanical streak, dudes? We shall return to this theme anon. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.